Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome again to another episode of the Talk Real Talk with Tweety and LJ. I'm Tweety and waiting on LJ to join us. And we were supposed to talk about NFL training camps, you know, the collusion episode that was going on with the Broncos and the Cowboys, supposedly, allegedly. Don't talk about the signing of Dez Bryant and Demaryius Thomas to the same exact deals. And that's the rundown for today. We're going to talk about NFL, get your guys' opinions. If you're listening and you want to call in, you can call in on 646-668-2343 and join me and LJ on Talk That Talk. And I guess until he gets through on the connection. I was having a thought anyway that even if the Cowboys and the Broncos were in collusion, that it's nothing new. I figured that they always would, most business and GMs would always talk and converge and see if they can come up with a similar plan to get the same job done. Looks like we have LJ on the line. LJ, you there?
Yeah, I finally made it through.
LJ finally got through to the show. I was just saying that we're going to jump right in, I guess, since we started late. I was saying that it doesn't surprise me if the Cowboys and the Broncos were in collusion about the two contracts that they had for their two-star receivers, because honestly, I think that happens a lot, even in the NFL, NBA, MLB, whatever sport you're talking about, whatever business you're talking about. I think collusion happens. Do you think that the Cowboys, if they did collude, or if they all were in cahoots about how they were going to have their situations with Demaryius Thomas and Dez Bryant, do you think there is any wrong doing behind
that? So the last part again, I missed the end of the question.
I said, do you think there's any wrong doing behind a quote-unquote collusion with the Cowboys and Broncos, like trying to figure out how they were going to have their situation with their wide receivers?
I mean, I'm not sure if there's collusion, but, I mean, I do think that it's very odd that, I mean, you know, the NFL is kind of not really like the NBA where, you know, the NBA kind of has a salary. You know, they have a salary. You know what a maximum deal is in the NBA. You know, if you're a max player, you already know, hey, I can only get so much amount of money. But the NFL, unless you're a rookie, the NFL doesn't necessarily really have that. So I do think that it's very, I wouldn't believe that it's so coincidental that on the same day, or it looks like the way it was reported on the same day, very right, you know, almost right after each other, the last two big name free agents left on the market signed the exact same deal. You know, I don't think that's a coincidence. So, somebody, whether it's their agents, whether it's the teams, somebody somewhere, in my opinion, is probably talking, because I just think that it's so odd when you don't, you know, when you haven't really, there's no other wide receiver contracts out there that have kind of been like that these last couple of years. And they signed the exact same amount of years, exact same amount of money, you know, within an hour. Well, I'm not going to say exactly when they signed the contract, but the news was reported almost within hours of each other. So I definitely could see that where somebody could think that that was a possibility and wouldn't be surprised if that actually happened in their situation.
And I guess the comeback would be, the reason why they signed so soon and so close together was deadline, and I'm with you. I think they talk to each other, but I think the argument from the other side would be, yeah, we signed them around the same time because there's a deadline to do it, and the numbers would be around the same because they say the Cowboys set the market when they signed those.
So, I mean, I would listen to the we signed them that closely because of the deadline, but they can't convince me that it's a coincidence that they signed for the exact same amount of time, the exact same. You know, I can't recall too many contracts in the NFL currently where players sign for the exact same amount of money. You know, especially, I mean, even if you look at the deals that the quarterbacks have, the top quarterbacks in the NFL have, the numbers are all just, you know, the numbers are just slightly different across the board. So I definitely think that it's odd that, again, regardless of the deadline or not, that these two top-tier players signed contracts for the exact same amount of money, the exact same time frame.
So do you think that the NFLPA is going to go ahead with their lawsuit for collusion, or do you think since both players kind of got what they wanted, or at least as far as guaranteed money-wise, you think they're going to let it ride?
I mean, I would think in a situation like this, if anybody were to step in and have a problem with it, it would be the Players Association. Because I'd say that even though the players are, you know, obviously were compensated enough to where they felt comfortable with signing the deals, I think the Players Association would have the issue more so than the players. They've already signed their deal, or those two individual players, because what the players don't want to happen, the Players Association, I would think what would happen is NFL teams talking to each other and setting artificial limits on salaries and setting artificial markets. Because if that's the case, then the teams could deflate salaries by starting to pay these guys less and less and less. If the Players Association doesn't step in and say, hey, you know, these guys are violating the collective bargaining agreement or whatever the hell it is that they agreed to that determines how they're allowed to negotiate contracts between a team and a player. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Player Association does or tries to find out what's going on with that or if there was any reason with that.
Yeah, so the reason why I asked that question is because, you know, before the two players signed, the Players Association was talking about suing the NFL based on grounds of collusion is illegal, all of that.
Yeah.
But since now, and I was asking since they got signed, I don't know. The Players Association, even though I think you're right, they should, honestly, they still should go because collusion is collusion, whether the players won them in this round or not. Because, like you said, there could be a situation where collusion can cause both all parties in a situation as far as the players standpoint to come out on a losing end, which, honestly, on a lot of football contracts, that happens. Like, the players tend to lose a lot. They tend to end up
on the
bash end of the bid. And the NFL Players Association already is perceived as the weakest among the professional sports athletes. They're way weaker than the MLB Players Association, the Little Game Players Association, because, well, they still haven't got really what they wanted, which is fully guaranteed contracts ever in the NFL. I don't think that they will go along with the lawsuit just because the players won, and I think that's just how fragile the NFL Players Association is. They won't. They think they're going to drop the lawsuit just because both players in this situation got what they want, even though that's not the right thing to do.
I think they have to be careful in those situations because big time players are going to get that money.
Right.
Because they're so good that teams, almost in a sense, have no choice but to pay them.
Right.
But I think where it matters the most is those guys that mid tier guy, that guy who's
right.
You know, he's not great, he's not terrible, he's kind of in between. He's a solid player, you know. Guys who aren't getting a big name contract, I think that's where it's going to hurt the most because, you know, these guys get out there on the free agent market and they have one opportunity to cash in. Now, they're not going to get a huge deal.
Right.
But maybe, for example, the other Cowboys wide receiver, Terrence Williams, he's under contract, but a guy like him could stand to be affected negatively by that because when he he keeps playing, getting better every year, like he has first couple years in the NFL, you know, he'll command some decent money on the free agent market. But if teams are colluding, then they're going to keep that contract down because he's not a superstar, so he's not one of those guys who says, "Hey, if you don't pay me $80 million or whatever that number is, some other team will definitely pay me $80 million." You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why I think it'll have the biggest impact.
Cool. For some reason, it says we only have 1 minute left. I don't know what's going on. But, yeah.
You might have to say goodbye early today.
Yeah, we're going to have to cut the show short this week for whatever reason. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, but I appreciate you guys for listening for the last 15 minutes that we got to, you know, actually do the show. Once again, this is Tweety. I have hope we see you next week. Hear you next week. Got any final words?
There we out.
All right.
All right, we'll see y'all next week. All right, bye. I think I screwed up the show.